darkness, lift thee higher and higher.
For the Lord upholds him, hand of steel, in battle's fury, he'll never kneel. A good man's resolve, unbreakable and true, in darkness a light, piercing the night too.
Daniel Webster rightly stated, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world." He also said, "I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail to properly scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent, and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Good day, America. Welcome, Christian conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTD, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may miss, to the Sons of Liberty Radio, where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, and the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And also sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of the radio, you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and there are two videos at the top of the page. The one on the right side is this morning's show. Boy, if you want to be informed about Real ID and an alternative to that, check out the show this morning. By the way, we're going to have Twyla Braze was our guest today, and and Twyla gave some great information. I'm going to have her on for the afternoon crowd. You guys, tomorrow she'll be in the first segment, 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 Central. Be here. She's going to be live with us and go over some of that information for our afternoon audience. So be tuned in for that. On the left side of the page is where we're at. Click on the play button, blow it up whatever device you got. Look for the Rumble icon. It'll be in the bottom right-hand corner of that video. If you click on that, that'll take you over to our Rumble channel, where we got a lot of friends over there this afternoon. So good afternoon, guys. Good to see you. And while you're there, please subscribe to the channel at Sons of Liberty Radio Live. We're also on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page there. We're at dlive.tv at The Sons of Liberty, as well as a number of highly censored Facebook pages that bear my name. We got some friends over there. Good afternoon. And also our new Sons of Liberty Media Facebook page. If you've not subscribed to that, please do so. And we're streaming over there as well. So good afternoon to you guys also. I got to tell you, I am just burnt out. Two shows a day is, it's taxing on you. But you know what? I'm so thankful to the Lord that we've had this opportunity. We've had some great guests on this week, and it's really been really good. Especially this morning was really good with Twyla, and I think it gave a lot of people a lot of information to where they get a little bit more grasp on what's being pushed on them and the lies that are being told on them or told to them about Real ID. And it is to corral the people. It is to push them into this. And you know what we're going to talk about today? I think that all this illegal alien hype, and I think all of the voter registration hype and the voter ID and Real ID, and all that, I think all of that's just tied together. These are scenarios they've put to the American people wanting you to give up your liberty, okay, for safety and security. And you know what's been said about that, right? People who want to give that up deserve neither. And the American people have become, you know, en masse, so, yeah, just whatever you say, big brother, we'll do it. Just go ahead and let us do that. Before I get into that, I want to give you a little update. You know, earlier in the week, we had our friend Eric Hughes-Jones on, and investigative journalist John Flynn who is currently being held for a 60-day psych evaluation because he was exposing the corruption in the state of Connecticut. Now, I can show you the article that I'm just going to give you a little brief to see something that happened this week, but it's behind like a paywall or something like that, and so I can't get it, but it comes from the Connecticut Law Tribune. And so what I did was, I'm kind of sneaky like this. This is how I read things. If they get behind that, I'll just show you. Some people cut it off to where you can't do it. But this is what it looks like for you guys on the video platform. It says, it's locked. But if you take and you right-click here and you do view page source, right? You get code, but you get stuff like this. And you can read it if you want to read it. It's a little bit difficult, but it's not terrible. Anyway, this is what this says. Just to give you a little heads up on something that's going on, because remember, John was exposing, among other things, the election fraud as well as the radiation levels of the 5G that's been put out in Connecticut. And he's been exposing a lot more things, but those were the two big ones right on the front. And this report here says that U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal requested a lawsuit in Connecticut concerning the 5G radiation conspiracy theory to be removed to the U.S. District Court. And then I have to slide over to read the next line. The lawsuit comes from a self-represented Connecticut citizen, John J. Flynn, who filed a complaint against phone companies, hospitals, politicians, that alleges they harm citizens with 5G radiation. And of course, he talked about this before. So now Blumenthal is getting involved, and you remember that John said that both Blumenthal and Murphy have massive amounts of money, massive amounts of power in that state and at the federal level, and he believes that they're the ones behind the targeting of him in his exposing of their corruption. So I just wanted to give that as an update to you guys. Many of you guys have downloaded that habeas corpus for John and mailed it in for him on his behalf. And John really appreciates that. After the show, John was very appreciative that we gave him the opportunity to tell his story, see what was going on. And if you're still wanting to do that, you can go to courtroomwatch.com and you can check that out there. But I thought I'd give you guys a little heads up since we did start off the week with that. Now that's being moved or being pushed to move to this district court. So we'll see what happens with it. We'll see what happens with it from behind there. Let me just start off with this. If you remember during the Barack Hussein Obama Satori Sabarka era, he claimed that America was never a Christian nation. That's not what it was. Let me give you a couple of these things because we're going to tie some things into this issue on immigration. We're going to cover a couple of things that are going on. But in Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States, the U.S. Supreme Court emphatically stated in 1892. That this is a Christian nation. Listen to what they said. If we pass beyond these matters to a view of American life as expressed by its laws, its business, its customs, and its society, we find everywhere a clear recognition of the same truth. Among other matters, note the following: the form of oath universally prevailing, concluding with an appeal to the Almighty, the custom of opening sessions of all deliberative bodies and most conventions with prayer, the prefatory words of all wills in the name of God, amen, the laws respecting the observance of the Sabbath with the general cessation of all secular business. We're going to have to pick it up on the other side, and I'm halfway through the quote here, but we'll pick it up on the other side, and we'll take on, is the U.S. becoming the most dangerous place in the world to visit? We'll answer that on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m. And we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, real quickly before I read this quote again, if you are in the Pensacola, Florida area, tonight at 6 p.m., Bradley will be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard there in Pensacola. Boy, I wish I was in Pensacola today. That would be really nice. We've had some sort of rainy weather and stuff and everything. Maybe they get a little bit something, maybe some sunshine down there. I don't know. But if you're in Pensacola, catch him at Sonny's Barbecue again at 630 North Navy Boulevard. That starts at 6 p.m. So be there with bells on and check out Bradley. All right, real quickly, let me read these. Let me go through this again. And I'll just pick up where we left off. This quote from the Supreme Court was: the laws respecting the observance of the Sabbath, with the general cessation of all secular business, the closing of courts, legislatures, and other similar public assemblies on that day, the churches and church organizations which abound in every city, town, and hamlet, the multitude of charitable organizations existing everywhere under Christian auspices, the gigantic missionary associations with general support and aiming to establish Christian missions in every quarter of the globe, these and many other matters which might be noticed add a volume of unofficial declarations to the mass of organic utterances that this is a Christian nation. That's what the Supreme Court came up with. It's not just that. Zorich versus Clausen, this was a ruling by the Supreme Court in 1952. This is what they said: we are a religious people whose institutions presuppose a supreme being. Well, listen, most countries recognize the God of their society. That's why every nation on earth is in fact a theocracy. Whether you like it or not, the God of that society determines what the law is. He does. I mean, that's the way it is. So, you know, all of this is
presupposing certain things about us as a people, so that when we look to certain things that we do or that laws that we write, they need to be in line with what God has said in His Word. And what has God told us? He said, you know, if you really want to boil it down, I think of two passages of Scripture. He says, we are to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. He also says in Ecclesiastes, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. I was speaking with a friend this morning about the little discussion we had last night. It wasn't really a debate, and I didn't think it was going to be, but it was quite refreshing to actually have that with somebody who disagreed with me, and nobody was knocking each other's heads off, trying to, you know, cut each other down and do all that. It was really actually where you could listen to one another and you could hopefully sharpen one another. I think that's what we came away with. But I was sharing with him that. I said, you know, I look at all these things, I look at this thing, and I keep coming back to the simple thing. Fear God, keep His commandments. Love God, love your neighbor, right? Pretty simple. And yet we make it very complicated with a lot of other things. So when we look to what's going on today, and you know, I've titled the show, Is the U.S. the most dangerous place in the world to visit now? Last week, we had this report out by this guy. They claimed he was MS-13. He was married to a U.S. citizen. Oh, he had this, had, you know, and then the back and forth stories. Nobody could get their story straight. And then we find out this guy had been deported and down to an El Salvador prison. Now, all the MAGA crowd and all were like, oh, this is great. This is great. He should be. He doesn't have any rights and blah, 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 blah. And then there wasn't charges filed, any of the stuff. And I know a lot of people said, well, you're just taking up for the illegals. Well, wait a minute. He was here and, you know, here with his wife, who is a U.S. citizen. And so they've known this for years. He's been here for a long time. And I don't have any problem if people are going to be deported if they're here illegally. That's fine. But be straight up about it. Don't give us this song and dance and act like you're doing the right thing when you're not. Now we're seeing more and more of this stuff kind of come up. And I think Bradley and I both have said, look, this is going to be targeting Americans, not so much the illegals. How many millions of illegals have we been told that are here in the United States? And how many have the Trump administration deported? Yeah. It's a very small number to that. But we are getting stories where U.S. citizens are being deported. Yep. Like, for instance, this guy right here. His name is Aldo Martinez Gomez. Now, he's not been deported yet, but he's an attorney who helps with immigration matters in California. And this guy got a letter from the Department of Homeland Security, all right? And they're wanting to deport him, but they want to encourage him to deport himself. He was sent an email that read, DHS is now exercising its discretion to terminate your parole unless it expires sooner. Your parole will terminate 7 days from the date of this notice. Now, again, this guy has been in the country. He was born here. They don't make mention of his mother and father as far as whether they were citizens. So it kind of makes me wonder if the guy is like an anchor baby. And that's what it makes me wonder. But they've let him be here for decades doing this. And he's been in the legal system too, aiding in immigration stuff. And this is what he said he got. So I want to play this short little report. It's about a minute. And this is an interview with this guy, a report on this guy, and the letter that he got from DHS. Check this out.
New this midday, a South Bay man says that he got an email from the Department of Homeland Security saying he has to leave the United States even though he's an American citizen. My co-anchor Melissa Macija sat down with Aldo Martinez Gomez. He helps people with immigration cases. He says last week he received an email from the Department of Homeland Security that said he needs to leave the United States and that his parole will terminate 7 days from the date of notice. Martinez Gomez was born in National City, and he thinks this is an intimidation tactic.
I do get nervous because I don't want to be an error like so many errors that this administration has made, you know? And they have been talking about deporting U.S. citizens, so it is a concern because that means I'm on their radar.
A senior DHS official sent Melissa this statement, which said in part that, quote, notices may have been sent to unintended recipients. CBP is monitoring communications and will address any issues on a case-by-case basis. Martinez Gomez's 7 days just expired. He's still waiting on what to do next.
Okay. All right. So you see what they said. They said this is this could have been sent accidentally. It could be, you know, an issue to where, you know, we didn't mean to send it to this guy. But you got 7 days to get out, and then it talked. The reports would talk about him speaking with his mom and some other people as a contingency plan that he may have to go, or they're going to rape. He doesn't know if he's one that's unintended, and apparently they won't clear this up. This is a big problem. This is a big problem. Let me take you over and tell you why this is a big problem. Donald Trump's already, you know, we already know they're paying, what, $6 million to this El Salvador prison, all right? $6 million of our money down there to deport people into a prison off of U.S. soil. And Trump has said the homegrowns are next. In other words, U.S. citizens, they're next. Let me show you what I'm talking about. This is apparently being caught here when he's talking to the guy over El Salvador. But this is about a 30-second clip, and it's going to be kind of hard to hear because it's like the microphone's catching them from a distance. So I'm going to see if we can crank it up just as loud as I can get it. I hope it won't be distorting on the radio, but it's just so you hear what he's telling this president, and notice you're going to be listening for the homegrowns are next. And he's talking about U.S. citizens being deported down to El Salvador to this prison. Check it out.
Demanded the people wanted to change over from this prison, and they wanted to. He demanded that they love you. They love what you do. I'm not here to support them. I want them to do it. Criminals next. Yeah. I said, homegrowns are next. The homegrowns built. You got to build about five more places.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right.
And everybody's laughing.
It's not big enough. Come on. So this is a much different office.
Everybody's laughing. You got to build more prisons. You got to build more places for them to go. We got to send our U.S. citizens there. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on.
John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Hi, folks. Margie Bott here. Bradley Dean and this ministry are so amazing, and they follow God's words to a T, which is not an easy find in this country. Bradley shines a light on the darkness of the problems we all face. He speaks truth and gives us constitutional answers. I never miss a show.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you've tuned in listening for Bradley, he is down in Florida. He's in Pensacola tonight, 6 p.m., Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard there in Pensacola if you want to check him out. All right, real quickly, let me just give you something. This is from Congress.org, and this is dealing with removing aliens who have entered the United States. And, of course, this would be illegal aliens. They've entered the country illegally. They haven't followed the process of law that's been set for them to enter. And part of what Congress does is they point back to the Fifth Amendment. Again, you know, I've often heard people say, well, our Constitution's only for U.S. citizens. No, this is how you render justice. It's to all men. Anybody in this jurisdiction of the United States, this is how they're to be governed. This is how we're to govern. Okay? You're not to do it. You're not to do one thing for the native and something else for the foreigner. The Bible warns against stuff like that. Exodus 12:49, for instance, the same law applies both to the native-born and to the foreigner residing among you. You don't treat them any different. Exodus 22:21, do not mistreat or oppress a foreigner, for you were foreigners in Egypt. Okay? In fact, Deuteronomy 27:19, this is another one. Cursed is anyone who withholds justice from the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow. So they're to be under the same law as we are. They're to receive the same punishments we are if they commit a crime in the jurisdiction of where this law is. And so our Fifth Amendment says what? No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces, or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, and property without due process of law. Does that apply even to the foreigner? Yep, it applies to them too. This is why it's a problem when you hear this administration just picking people up, not putting them through due process and sending them off to God knows where. It's a real problem. Because they're to be afforded due. If they're going to accuse them of violating the law, doesn't the government have to prove it? Well, they're illegals. They haven't proven they are. That's the problem. And then you just heard it out of Trump's mouth. We're going to get the homegrowns and we're going to send them down there. You got to build some more facilities. Who do you think they're going to target? He just said it. U.S. citizens. U.S. citizens. I don't know what's hard about this. I mean, I really don't know what's hard to understand, but nevertheless, there it is. Do you know that federal law prohibits the deportation of incarcerated U.S. citizens? Did you know that? Sure does. 18 U.S.C. 4042. According to fine law, federal law prohibits deporting incarcerated U.S. citizens under the section that I told you about, 18 U.S.C. 4042. Congress has said that the Bureau of Prisons shall provide suitable quarters and provide for the safekeeping, care, and subsistence of all persons charged with convicted of offenses against the United States. The Bureau of Prisons oversees the care of all federal prisons. Now, what happens when somebody's taken into custody there? Well, a citizen being placed in prison, he's not to be deported. And yet, you just heard the Trump administration saying that. And by the way, it's quite lengthy, the law that's here. This is it. I'll just show the video audience this. But again, this is the procedures, the duties of Bureau of Prisons. And this is the law that's being referenced here, that you just can't do that. And yet, what do we see the Trump administration doing? Well, they're just telling everybody in front of the camera and everybody's laughing about it, saying, oh, this is great. Yeah, this is great. Let's just go ahead and deport U.S. citizens instead of actually render justice. And by the way, I don't think prisons are justice either. I don't think they have a lick of justice in them. The home of the free, the land of the free, the home of the brave. I mean, if you start doing your research here, you'll find that the U.S. is housing more people in prison than pretty much any other country on the earth. The United States is doing that. Yeah. So we get this story. And that was dealing with the guy they took off the other week. And then we looked at this guy who's helping with immigration law. And now he's got a letter from DHS saying, you need to deport yourself or we're going to come get you and we're going to do it, right? Now we've got tourists who are visiting the U.S. You guys on the video platforms, you saw the picture of the two little girls. Well, they're not little girls. They're 19 and 18 years old. But they're in a boat there. I think the picture probably was taken in Thailand. They were in, I think they were in Thailand and another place. And these two young ladies had come to Hawaii. And they were going to go backpacking and stuff. They were from Germany and they were taken into custody. This is a short little report here from Health Impact News. And he gets into, he does about a minute of some different reports on this kind of stuff. And then he brings these young ladies into the mix. And I want you to hear what had taken place here.
What I wish I knew before traveling to the U.S. Imagine being held for weeks without knowing why. Lucas Seeloff, a German tourist, spent 16 days in detention after a trip to Tijuana. Jessica Brocia faced 45 days, including solitary confinement. Even actors and backpackers aren't exempt. Updated travel advisories warn about strict U.S. border enforcement. This isn't just policy, it's personal. Stay informed before your next trip.
A British tourist has been detained in a U.S. immigration center for over 12 days. Becky Burke was backpacking across America when she was stopped at the Canadian border and accused of violating visa rules by doing household chores in exchange for accommodation. She is now being held in a dormitory of over 100 people in a maxed-out immigration detention center after being refused re-entry to the U.S. Her dad described the situation as a nightmare, adding that his daughter is vegan and is having to survive on rice and beans. Her family are urgently working to bring her back to the UK, but progress has been slow despite help from British authorities.
Charlotte Pohl, aged 19, and Maria Lepper, aged 18, from Rostock,
these
which
are
is
the
approximately
girls.
140 miles north of Berlin, had already explored New Zealand and Thailand as part of their global journey following their high school graduation. Upon landing in Honolulu on March 18, with the intention of exploring Hawaii's islands, the teenagers were reportedly denied entry into the U.S., despite possessing the necessary electronic system for travel authorization ESTA, according to the German newspaper Ostseezeitung. Pohl and Lepper were subjected to hours of questioning at Honolulu International Airport. They claimed they underwent body scans and strip searches before U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents, ultimately denied them entry, and informed them they would be deported. Lepper described the experience as surreal, saying, "It was all like a fever dream." She added that while they were aware of some issues occurring in the U.S., they did not expect it to affect German nationals. "We felt so small and powerless," she remarked. Officials reportedly grew suspicious of potential unlawful work intentions when they discovered that the teenagers had not booked accommodations for their entire five-week stay in Hawaii. Pohl explained, "They found it suspicious that we hadn't fully booked our accommodations for the entire 5 weeks in Hawaii. We wanted to travel spontaneously, just like we had done in Thailand and New Zealand." Pohl and Lepper recounted being handcuffed and dressed in green prison uniforms. They were placed in a holding cell next to other detainees accused of serious crimes. The teenagers alleged they spent the night on moldy mattresses in a cold double cell. On March 19, the young travelers were reportedly taken back to Honolulu International Airport in handcuffs, where they requested to be sent to Tokyo, Japan. 3 days after their detention, they returned to Rostock via Tokyo, Qatar, and Frankfurt am Main. The German Foreign Office was involved in Pohl and Lepper's case, providing consular support after their ordeal. The office reminded travelers that ESTA approval does not guarantee entry into the U.S., as this decision is made by border officials upon arrival. Germany updated its travel advisory to the U.S. last month, following several visitors' challenging experiences amid stricter border policies. It emphasized that possessing a visa or entry waiver does not ensure entry into the country. Recently, several German nationals have been detained at the border. In March, there was a notable decline in Western European visitors.
Okay, all right, you get the idea. This was two young girls, 18 and 19. They had graduated high school. They wanted to go and sort of see the world. And that's what they were doing. New Zealand, Thailand. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that as some young people? Travel around the world, see some things. I think that's a great thing to get to be able to see the beauty of the creation God has made in all of these countries. And yet when they get to the United States, strip searched, questioned, all this stuff. And it's just like, wow. And then to be thrown into prison, put in prison, you know, gear that you're wearing, and then to be flown to all these other places before you're sent back home. It's absolutely incredible. And this is just one story. This is just one of them. And again, I go back and I point you to what's being said. All this talk about U.S. citizens being deported. Listen, friends, if that doesn't perk your ears up, I don't know what'll make them perk up. I really don't want to know what'll do that. I don't. We'll be right back after this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty. Just a quick heads up. Not only will we be doing events in Pensacola, Florida, but we will also be doing the Sons of Liberty Conference with Alex Newman and other guest speakers to be announced. This will take place at Grace Community Church, 1060 West Granada Boulevard, Ormond Beach, Florida, just outside of Daytona, April 22nd, 2025 at 6 to 8 p.m. Hope to see you there. A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy.
Somebody's asking me if I like this music. I do. This is my style of music right there. It really is. That one's a little harder than I usually listen to, but I really like that guitar. I really do. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. This is the final segment. Man, it seemed like we just started like 5 minutes ago. Tying all this in with Trump's tariffs that he's been doing, that he's been talking about and trying to press in and things of that nature, you know, all of this, that... what's going on here that I'm showing you here with like the girls and some of these other people who are coming in and then all this talk, it's affected the tourism business as well. In fact, I think it was MarketWatch said that 9.5 million jobs in the tourism industry are now at stake, representing $90 billion in sales. Now, that's not necessarily the tariffs, but you've got all these things going on. And other people, you know, thinking of coming to the United States, they're starting to say, well, wait a minute. If this is starting to happen to these people, people like these two girls that we just saw the newscast from here from Health Impact News, then if it's going to happen to them, what's the chances it's going to happen to me too? What's going to happen there? What am I going to be faced with? Well, you can count on the Trump administration to spend the stuff the way they want to spend it. And this was a tweet, truth, whatever it's called, that Trump put out on his social media. This is what he wrote here. He said, "I'm doing what I was elected to do, remove criminals from our country." Now, we've seen several people that they've been removing that haven't committed a crime. I just played for you the gentleman who was the attorney who was born here in the United States, there in California, and also received this letter saying he had to deport himself by the Department of Homeland Security. And by the way, I hear a lot of people saying this stuff about Trump. Well, he's got a mandate to do all that he promised on the campaign trail. Well, wait a minute. If some of that stuff's illegal, he's not to be doing it. Like I just read you about U.S. citizens, he's telling you that's what they want to do, and yet the law stands in his face. And even the deportation that's supposed to take place, what happens with that? Well, that's supposed to go through a due process. You have to prove the person is worthy of that deportation, right? If you get behind it just because somebody says they are, or just because the administration says they are illegal, or just trust us or whatever, you can't trust these people. You can't do that. But notice what he says. "I'm doing what I was elected to do, remove criminals from our country, but the courts don't seem to want me to do that. My team is fantastic, doing an incredible job, greater than anybody." Oh, I'm sorry. He didn't put that in there, but you know that's what he meant. "However, they are being stymied at every turn by even the U.S. Supreme Court, which I have such great respect for, but which seemingly doesn't." Why do you have respect for our Supreme Court? I mean, I got to tell you, they've let some stinkers go as far as their rulings. They really have. I read to you the things about, but that was 100 years ago, or more than 100 years ago, about seeing us as a Christian nation. "Nevertheless," he says, "I have great respect for, but which seemingly doesn't want me to send violent criminals and terrorists back to Venezuela or any other country for that matter. People that came here illegally. The courts are intimidated by the radical left." See, he's picked up that language. He didn't use that language on the campaign trail the first time around, but boy, about midway through the first term, he started picking up that political language, didn't he? The radical left, who are playing the ref. "Great Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito correctly wants to dissolve the pause on deportations. He is right on this. If we don't get these criminals out of our country, we're not going to have a country any longer." Well, I would say if we don't get the criminals out of D.C., we're not going to have a country any longer. That's where the real criminal element is in Washington, D.C. "We cannot give everyone a trial because to do so would take, without exaggeration, 200 years. Well, that's your problem, dude, because you're the one who is to see that the laws are faithfully executed, and that means due process. Look, I know Trump doesn't like due process. He doesn't like it because it takes too long. Remember after the Parkland shooting, what did he say? Mike, I know that's okay. You know, we want to protect people's rights, but, you know, I like to do things this way. Let's take the guns first, and we can do due process later on." This man is lawless. I don't care who you are that supports him. He talks lawlessness. He doesn't talk law. What is it when the president, who he's the one who asked for your vote, he's the one who put his hand on the Bible, he's the one who swore before God and man that he would faithfully execute the office that he was taking. And what's his primary job according to our Constitution? Make sure the laws are faithfully executed. Is that what he sounds like he's doing here? Go right back here to his post. "We cannot give everyone a trial. We're just going to accuse them." "Well, Tim, you know they're illegals and they have to be gone." Well, how do you know they're illegals? If you haven't put forth any evidence, if you haven't been in the open, you're supposed to be a free country. That's what you're told all the time. Why is that not out in the open? "We can't do that. It'll take 200 years. We would need hundreds of thousands of trials for the hundreds of thousands of illegals we are sending out of the country." You're not sending 100,000. What was it? It was like 2 months after Trump came into office, and they had only removed according to them, 11,000 illegals. And I guess they're all illegal. I don't know. Were they just grabbing them up and saying, you're illegal, so we're going to send you. We can't do a trial because it's going to take 200 years. Such a thing is not possible to do. What a ridiculous situation we're in. Know what a ridiculous man we have in the office of the president who will not follow the law. Just like the other guys. He wants to claim about the radical left. What about the radical right, if you want to use that term? All of them are lawless. Doesn't matter if they're on the right or the left. They're acting lawlessly. And they're telling you they're acting lawlessly. Furthermore, they're telling you they're targeting you. That's where it really comes down to. They are targeting you. Now, again, the Bible warns us about all of these kinds of things. Oh, we got to get rid of the illegals. We can't give them due process. What are you talking about? We can't do that. Can't be giving them due process. I mean, that would take forever. We can't do that. We know they're illegal. We're going to send them packing. In fact, some of them we're going to send to a prison. We're not going to deport them to their country. We're going to send them to a prison that we're paying $6 million for them to stay in. What had God taught his people? Leviticus 19, beginning in verse 33, it says, when a stranger sojourns with you in your land, you shall not do him wrong. You shall treat the stranger who sojourns with you as the native among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Do you know how many times I've heard people, they go, well, illegals have no rights. Okay, but you have to prove they're illegal. If you're assuming it just because of the color of their skin or they look like they're from somewhere else, well, that assumption can get you in a lot of trouble. This is why we have due process. If you are so willing to do that to someone who is said to be illegal, but they haven't proven any of that, then don't you open your mouth when they come for you to do the same thing. And they don't want to give you due process, and they accuse you of all kinds of crimes that you haven't committed. Don't open your mouth. You need to open it now and say, no, no, no. I'm with you for deporting illegals, but they go through due process just like the rest of us. Why? Because we're to treat the stranger, even if they're here illegal, we're to treat them the same way as the native. I'm not saying let them off the hook. I'm saying put them through the due process. Let's honor God the way he says to honor him in treating the stranger in the same way that you treat the sojourner. Or the stranger the same way you treat the native. And all of this is going on right in front of our face. And I'm telling you, tomorrow when we bring Twyla back on, this is what I see. I see all of this stuff pushing for identification, and we're running out of time here. But it keeps pushing for identification. Voters, what are we continually told? Oh, illegals are voting. Trump has already said we need a track and trace program put in place for illegals. Well, guess what? That's going to apply to you too, natives. You too, U.S. citizens. Why? Because they ain't going to know who the illegals are. They're just going to track and trace everybody. And that's the purpose. That's part of the purpose of this Real ID. It's going to go into that effect. And again, tomorrow, first segment, we're going to have Twyla on. She'll give you some of that information. But I find it very hypocritical. Trump floats plan for undocumented farm and hotel workers to work illegally in the U.S. while he's telling everybody about how good he is about getting rid of the illegals. You cannot stop the American people are going to have to speak up on this issue and speak out, or they're going to target us. All right? Lord willing, we'll see you back in the morning, 8 a.m. with Kate Shimarani. Talk to you then.